Let's get it, y'all. I am way too excited. Like, I'm scream whispering right now because I don't want to scream in your ear because I'm that excited. The Straight Up Podcast, the one that you love, the one you listen to right now, is now a part of the Growth Day Podcast Network. You heard me. I told y'all we turn it up this year. And guess what? A bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world, change to the world, impact to the world, and support shows and brands we believe in. That's why I'm a part of Growth Day. It's all about empowering people, impacting people, and bringing change to this world. But listen, one of my friends is a part of this network, and I need you to go show some love. Subscribe to her show. Earn Your Happy with Lori Harder. Okay, Lori is going to make you go harder in every area of your life. She's a brilliant mind, a brilliant spirit, a brilliant human. I know you're going to love her. I know you're going to love her show. That's Earn Your Happy with Lori Harder. Go subscribe today and watch your life be changed. Just remember, every single day is a new beginning. Don't carry yesterday's struggles into today, because that's how you continue this pattern of hurt, you continue this pattern of pain. I know it's easier said than done, y'all. Trust me. I'm talking to myself right now, too. I know it's easier said than done. I know it's tough not to think about what's been going wrong in your life, but this is what I know is true when it comes to peace. A lot of times, even myself, we're trying to focus on something that we cannot control, we can no longer control. We're allowing those things to control our life. Let me slow down when I say that. I know when it comes to peace, it's hard to experience peace when we're focusing on something that we can't control, we no longer control, and we're allowing those things or situations to control our life. I want you to think about that right now. What are you allowing in your life to control your life? Think about it right now. What are you allowing in your life to control your life that you can't control? Maybe some of you are worried about next week, worried about how somebody treats you, worried about what happened in your past, worried about what somebody done to you. I get it. We're human beings. Our brains are trained to focus on those things. But let's be real. Can you control it? Can you control how somebody treats you? No. Can you control what people say about you? Can you control in life what happens? No. We can influence it, but we can't control it all the time. So I want to tell you right now, like, let it go. Because if you continue to allow things that you can't control, you'll never heal. If you continue to allow things that you can't control, you'll never be free. If you continue to allow things that you can't control, you will stay in this place of hurt. You will stay in this place of pain. So I want you to think about right now. Okay, we're going to get into the mess in a second. But I want you to think about right now. Today is a new beginning. What aren't you taking with you from the past until today? What are you leaving behind? Because if you want to make this month your best month, a better month in your life, we can't keep carrying the same things from April. We can't keep carrying the same things from last May. We can't keep carrying the same things from 3 years ago. We can't keep doing that. We got to stay focused on the moment and say, what do I need in my life right now? Okay? I just wanted to give that to you because it's a conversation that I just had with myself. Okay, it's a conversation that I just had with myself because I was like, man, I'm carrying some things in my life that I can't control, and I'm allowing these things to control me. I cannot experience peace in the month of May if I keep carrying these heavy burdens in my life. Let me give it to the burden carrier. Let me give it to the way maker. Here you go, God. I woke up this morning. I said, here you go, God. This stress, here you go, God. I got bad news from my doctor. I might have surgery again. Here you go, God. I'm letting it go. Okay, so let's get into the message real quick. First step that I want to tell you, I know this is common sense, but sometimes common sense isn't common. Sometimes we forget to practice our common sense. Sometimes we forget to trust our common sense. Sometimes we ignore our intuition. We ignore our discernment. We don't trust our soul. We don't trust ourselves. But if you want to heal your heart, okay, there's certain things in your life that you can no longer stay a part of. Please understand this truth. And I know you know this, but I want to program this in your mind right now. If you're trying to heal your heart from whatever, you can't stay in the pain and expect to heal your heart. You can't stay in a situation and expect to heal your heart. You can't stay in a depression and expect to heal your heart. Healing doesn't happen if we're standing to things that's causing our hurting. So I know it's easier said than done, but a lot of us, we want to experience this healing. We're praying to God for healing, but yet we're staying in the situation that's causing our hurt. You have to learn how to let it go. And so right now, I want you to trust that letting go is okay for your life. Saying no more is okay for your life. Not being a part of whatever it is okay for your life when you know for sure it isn't good for your life. When you know it's caused so much pain in your life. I don't care about the history. Don't let the history keep you in the misery. I don't care how long you've been a part of that thing. Don't let the history keep you in the misery. I don't care what people are going to say about you for making your decision. Never let people make you feel guilty for making a decision that's best for your life when they ain't got to deal with the results. Some of us, we're so afraid to make decisions. We're so afraid. I know for me to walk away from football because I was so afraid what people would say about me. And I was allowing their opinions to control me and keep me in something I didn't love anymore. Some of you are standing things because you're so afraid of what people are going to say. You know you ain't supposed to be there. You know that ain't for you no more. You know that ain't better in your life. You know it. Just ask yourself this question right now. If I stay in this, you know how I make decisions that are hard for me to make, that my heart wants me to stay a part of, that my heart wants me to stay in? You know how I make decisions that it's hard for me to make? I ask myself this question, simple this right here, and you can ask yourself this. If I stay in this, is my life going to get better or my life going to get worse? And I know that's an ABC elementary question, but it's a real question. If I keep staying in this, is my life going to get better or my life going to get worse? If I keep staying in this, am I going to become a better person? Am I going to be happier? Am I going to have more peace in my life? And that answer to that question dictates whether or not I'm staying in the situation or not. You need to have a conversation with the future version of yourself. That future version of you. And what is that future version of you telling you? I want you to imagine right now, and I know this seems so like, Trent, you know, just do it. Do it. These are things that change my life. I have a conversation with the future version of me, whether it's the me from a year from now, whether it's the me 20 years from now. And I have a conversation with that version of Trent. And that version of Trent is peace. That version of Trent is happy. That version of Trent has internal joy in his soul. And I ask that question and say, man, if I want to experience you, future version of Trent, so ask yourself, if you want to experience the most peaceful version of yourself, the better version of yourself, the greatest version of yourself, ask that person, ask that future version of you, what do I need to do to experience you? What do I have to do to experience you? And the future version of Trent tells me, hey, you can no longer be a part of that. Hey, you can no longer keep that habit in your life. Hey, nah, I know that seems good, but that isn't good for you. If you want to experience me, you got to learn how to let go. You got to learn how to walk away. You got to learn how to say no more. You got to learn how to walk into what's meant for your life. You got to learn how to build the right relationships and leave the wrong relationships behind. Because let me tell you this. Some of you in here, and this is a side note, some of you are allowing people to make you feel like you're too much. And I want to tell you right now, because some of you have toned down your life. Some of you have toned down your greatness. Some of you have toned down the best version of yourself. Some of you have toned down your dreams. Some of you have toned down your visions because you're allowing people to make you feel like you too much. You letting people tell you that you're too much of this, you're too much of that, and you quiet your greatness and you quiet who you are because you're so afraid to offend. You pleasing a world that could care less about pleasing you. You caring so much about a world that could care less about you. You will always hear the words that are coming out of my mouth. You will always be too much for the wrong people. Do you hear me? Okay? You will never be enough for the wrong people, for the wrong job, for the wrong situations. Some of you have allowed the label of too much to stop being your best self. Because people have told you, you're too much of that, you're too much of this. You will always be too much for the wrong people. The right people that's supposed to be in your life, yes, they're going to tell you the truth. Yes, they're going to want you to live their best life, but they're never going to say that you're too much. They're never going to say that you're too much. And don't take this out of context, right? When you live in a positive life, when you're trying to better yourself, they're never going to say you're too much. But I tell you right now, jealous people will say you're too much. I tell you right now, envious people will say that you're too much. I'll tell you right now, people that are that are threatened by your change, by your goodness, by your progression, they'll tell you that you're too much. I'll tell you right now, people that don't want to see you live your best life, they'll tell you that you're too much. I'll tell you right now, people that don't want to see you heal, they'll tell you that you're too much. Yeah. I'll tell you right now, people that don't want to see you grow, they'll tell you that you're too much. All those people will tell you that you're too much. When you're living your best life and people telling that you're too much, I'm gonna tell you right now, you should know those people are not right for your life. But some of us, what we do is we believe them. Consider the source. Consider the source. Why are you taking truth from opinions that aren't living the life that you wanna live? Why are you allowing people that are miserable, that are hurting themselves, to keep you in your prison of hurt? Why are you allowing people that's never changed to keep you away from your change? If you want to heal your heart and heal your life, you got to stop taking advice from people who aren't at where you want to be. You got to stop allowing people to keep you in a place where you're not healing. Those are the same people, right, that say that you change. Duh. I'm not trying to stay the same. You want me to stay in this hurt? You want me to stay in this pain? You want me to stay in this depression? And you get mad at me that I'm changing? That don't sound like a friend. That don't sound like somebody that loves me. That sounds like a person that wants to keep me in a place that they can benefit off of. Because a lot of these people in this world, I'm gonna tell you right now, you might not have these type of people in your life, don't overthink this. There's a lot of people in this world that don't want you to wake up to your greatness, that don't want you to wake up to everything that you were created to be, that don't want you to wake up and listen to lives like this that expose you to more, that don't want you to wake up and say, man, you know what? There's more for my life. That don't want you to walk in and understand how God created you to be. God didn't create you to settle. God didn't create you to suffer. God created you to be successful, my friend. God created you to live in peace. We are descendants of Him. God created us to give our gifts to the world. But there's a lot of people in this world, I'm going to tell you right now, that don't want you to wake up to everything that you are, because everything that you are will cause you to leave behind them, because you know that ain't right for your life. So they wanna use the version of you that they can misuse. They wanna use the version of you that they can take advantage of. They love to keep you the version of you. That's why when you start to change, people start to change on you. That's why when you start to change, people try to make you feel guilty for doing what's best for you. You ever had somebody, yeah, we here now. You ever had somebody in your life that try to make you feel guilty for doing what's best for you, right? You know that it's best for you, but they try to make you feel guilty of it. You know why? Because in their mind, you doing what's best for you isn't best for them. So some people don't want you to wake up to your better life. Some people don't want you to wake up to everything God created you to be, because they know if you wake up to it, adios amigos, they know you're no longer gonna be a part of that. Because you know being a part of that in them is living a life that you don't deserve to live anymore. So some people are going to call you too much. Are you doing too much reading? You doing too much changing? You doing too much in your word? You doing too much of meditation? You doing too much working out? You doing too much of this, too much of that? If you are better in your life and somebody's saying that you're doing too much, run fast. Get those people away from your life. So I'm going to tell you right now, your progression, your goodness, your greatness will expose those in your life that truly want the best for you. Because when you're living your best life, you're going to realize that everybody don't want the best for you. And sometimes your best friend don't want the best for you. Sometimes your partner don't want the best for you. I'm not saying that they don't or do, but you got to really evaluate these things in your life. When you're living your best life and you're doing something good, but people want to make you feel bad for doing something good, those are not the people that you want in your life. And as long as you keep those people in your life, you will not heal. You will not grow. You will not progress in your life. If you keep these people in your life that make you feel bad about doing things that are great for your life, that make you feel miserable about doing what's right for your life, then you know those people aren't right for you. Can I get an amen? You know those people aren't right for you, my friend. But we question our common sense. Common sense says this person should be happy for me. Why isn't this person happy for my happiness? This person should be happy for me. I'm winning. Why is this person cheering that I'm winning, that I'm doing more, that I'm doing more with my life? That I'm doing better with my life, but now they're telling me I'm doing too much. Now they're telling me I've changed in a negative way. Now they're trying to make me feel guilty for progressing my life and doing what's best for me. You can't heal your life. You can't heal your life. You can't heal your heart when you keep your life around environments like that. So some of you need to let go. And I know I've talked about this for years, but some of you need to let go. It doesn't mean that you just cut people out your life, but some of you need to limit your presence or their presence in your life or your presence in their life. I'm just keeping it 1,000 with you. Some of you need to limit your interactions with certain people. The wrong soil. All my green thumb people out here clapping up for me. The wrong soil doesn't produce a good harvest. And so I want you to think about your life right now. And I want you to think about the soil that's around your life. And ask yourself. Because listen, what you surround your life around matters, y'all. What you have your life in matters. I don't care how strong you are, how strong-minded you are. If you're around it, eventually you will become it. It will affect you, okay? None of us are bulletproof to, you know, to opinions and things like that. Like, what you surround your life around consistently will become your life. I want you to think about your life right now. Is the soil that you're around and in, aka the people, your environment, your job, whatever, is the soil that you're in good? Is it great? Will it produce beautiful things in your life? By you being around it, do you become better? By you being around it, do you become greater? By you being around it, do you become more beautiful? Do you become more peaceful? By you being around it, is the stress released from your life, right? By you being around it and in it, does it make you better? Does it grow your life? Does it grow your peace? Does it grow your happiness? Does it grow your joy? Man, I'm talking to somebody right now. Does the soil grow your life? Do those people and environment, does it grow your freedom? Does it grow your peace? Does it grow your confidence? Does it grow the things in your life? And if your answer is no, you got to remove yourself from it. You got to. Because some of you, and I've been here before too, so I'm not judging you, but some of you, man, y'all ain't ready for this one. Let me take a deep breath. Because I think I'm going to lose some people right here. But it's almost time to go anyway. So I save this for the end. Okay? Some of you, and thank you, Facebook family. Y'all are showing up so good today, man. Hopefully we can do this every day. Make sure you follow me on Instagram. Make sure all the things. Okay? Turn on your notifications, all of that. But I want to leave you with these words today. Number one. Let me remind you, it is a new beginning. The sun rose and so did you. It's enough to be grateful for and thankful for. Today is a new beginning. Today is a blank canvas. No matter what happened yesterday, you can choose to paint whatever you want to paint today. So I hope you paint something beautiful, right? Make today count. But this is what I realized in my life that changed my life. I realized a long time ago, this isn't recently, but a long time ago, that I was keeping my life in soil, right? AKA environments, people, you know, where I was just tolerated. I was just tolerated. You know, I wasn't celebrated. My accomplishments wasn't celebrated, nor do I need people to celebrate me. But you know, when I was winning in life, I didn't have a lot of claps. I didn't have a lot of good jobs. I didn't have a lot of support. When I first started this rehab journey, it wasn't a lot of support. You know, with some people that supported me, they know who they are. But some people didn't believe in me. Some people didn't believe in the vision. It wasn't a lot of support. And I realized with a lot of people, I was just tolerated and not celebrated. And the question I want to ask you right now, I titled this, How You Heal Your Heart. You got to be in situations, in relationships, in friendships, and environments, in business partnerships, whatever, where you're not just tolerated, you're celebrated. And some of us are surrounding our life around people and things where we're just tolerated. You know, they don't cheer you on. They don't celebrate you. They're not happy for your happiness. You're just existing. Right, they ain't reciprocating nothing. You giving your all to them, they ain't giving half back to you. You're always there for them. They rarely show up for you. And you're literally keeping your life in environments where you're just tolerated. And you're allowing your spirit and soul to be depleted. I'm working on my book right now, Protect Your Peace, and I'm actually on the last two chapters. It comes out in January. But I talk about how we keep our lives in environments that literally contribute to our soul's depletion. You're keeping yourself in soil that's causing you to wither away. That's causing you not to see how great you are, how talented you are, how good you are. One of the best things that I did for my life is I got around people who celebrated me. And sometimes those people aren't familiar faces. Sometimes they're strangers. But I got around a world like you. I brought my gift to Facebook in 2010-11, and you guys celebrated me. You guys let me know that I had something worth giving. And that caused a belief in myself that my life was more than just football. That caused a belief in myself that there was more to my life when I was having suicidal thoughts. And y'all don't even know that. When I was thinking that it wasn't anything to live for anymore. But y'all exposed to me that I am greater. That I'm greater than my pain. That I'm greater than my struggle. And I believed it. But some of us, we're in environments that literally are depleting our soul. Literally are crushing our spirit. Literally are keeping us in depression, a state of hurt, a state of pain. God didn't create you that way. God created you to live in a state of peace, a state of happiness, a state of joy. Make a decision today and put your life. It doesn't mean that you kick people out your life, y'all. It doesn't mean that you remove people, but you need to make sure that you get around people and environments, even if it's showing up on these lives, where you're exposed to something greater inside of yourself, where you're celebrated. Celebrated doesn't mean, and it looks different for everybody. Some people aren't gonna celebrate you the way you wanna be celebrated. But celebrating looks like, hey, I'm praying for you. Celebrating looks like, hey, I'm gonna show up for you. Celebrating looks like, hey, man, I'm posting what you're doing in your business or your content. Celebrating looks different for everybody. So don't judge how people celebrate you just by one way. But you need to have your life in environments that help you, that free you, that heal you. And I know a lot of that is our own responsibility, right? But some of us are choosing to stay in soil that we know is no good for our life. Some of us are choosing to stay in hurt that we know is no good for our life. And I know it's hard to choose something different, especially when you've been addicted to that situation. And I'm not talking about just relationships, y'all. I'm talking about everything in your life that you know is not good for you. But just know you have a power of choice. Just like you're choosing to stay, you can choose to leave. Just like you're choosing to let go, you can choose to hold on. Just like you can choose to be a part of, you can choose to no longer stay in. You have a choice. And don't let anything or anyone make you think or convince you that you don't. You have a choice. You have a choice to choose peace over pain. I've been telling y'all to protect your peace since 2012. You have a choice to choose greatness over average. You have a choice to choose demanding and standing on your worth and knowing your worth than selling for less. You have that choice. And I get it, when you make that choice, it isn't easy. I get it, when you make that choice, repercussions sometimes come with it. I understand it. It ain't as easy as I'm saying it. But this is what I do know. If you don't start choosing better, doing better, doing the things that you know you need to do, then this life that you complain about is a life that you will continuously stay in. And I know it's uncomfortable, y'all. I made some very uncomfortable decisions every day, all the time in my life, that I don't want to make. But I know I have to make it if I want to live a better life. I know I have to make some hard decisions. One of the biggest reasons why I'm at where I'm at, I'm not saying I'm at somewhere special. I just feel like I'm at a better part in my life. I live more peaceful. I wake up making the choice of taking in the sunrise when some people think it's stupid, it's pointless. Like, why would you watch the sunrise? I understand what my soul needs. Do you? But I can tell you right now, the life that you see me live right now, the life that I'm living right now, right? And I'm not talking about the possessions. I'm talking about the purpose. Me being able to show up in the life that you see me live right now. And I say because I feel like my life, I have my problems. I got my struggles. I'm not perfect. But I feel like ultimately I can say, man, I have a good life. Because I have peace in my life. I have joy in my life. I go through my moments like anybody else. But ultimately, I love my life. People always ask, how did you get here? I made those damn hard choices that I didn't want to make, but I know I needed it to make if I wanted to experience what I said I wanted in my life. Where I'm at right now is because of the choices I made 5 years ago, 6 years ago, 7 years ago. And it was hard as hell to make those decisions then. I went through a lot of uncomfortable stuff, a lot of things that I didn't want to go through and deal with. But I knew if I could weather the storm, eventually the storm would pass. And growth and roses would take place in my life. You see, these roses weren't here a few months ago, but it had to go through its process. And so, as you're making these hard decisions and hard choices, as you're healing your life and healing your soul, healing your heart, just have that conversation with the future you, like I do. When I'm questioning my worth, when I'm questioning myself, and I'm like, man, this is hard, I just sit down with Trent. I sit down with 20-year, 10-year, 30-year from now, Trent, and he always reassures me that everything's going to be okay. You're going to be thanking yourself for making that decision. Your future you is going to thank the present you for making that decision.
Gotta get away from the distractions of the world.
My mind and I protect my peace. See, the more I climb, I still protect my peace. And the more you seek, you must protect your peace. Cause the more you'll find, so protect your peace. I clear my mind and I protect my peace. See, the more I climb, I still protect my peace. And the more you seek, you must protect your peace. Cause the more you'll find, so protect your peace. Yeah, look. Through life struggles, all we seeking is peace. It's in my head and my belief. Most of us feel the same, but it's something that's hard to reach. Not a subject they don't teach, and it's deeper than just sitting with a drink by the beach. Cause I'm learning in life, ooh, it's keeping calm when adversity strikes. It's when you working and you earning your stripes. It's showing love, that's a word to my haters. I deal with life by slowing down out in nature, taking walks on my own. Talk to God, and yes, Lord, I thank you. It's when you can't find many reasons, but you still being grateful. Might be viewing it wrong, stop making peace such a heavy thing. Start looking within, try loving everything.
I clear my mind and I protect my peace. See, the more I climb, I still protect my peace. And the more you seek, you must protect your peace. Cause the more you'll find, so protect your peace. I clear my mind and I protect my peace. See, the more I climb, I still protect my peace. And the more you seek, you must protect your peace. Cause the more you'll find, so protect your peace.
The world might try to take it, your job might try to take it, your girl might try to take it, but God always embracing your flaws and your pain and your hurt. Protect your peace, but it's gonna take us some work. Cause what I'm knowing now, it's not always about speeding up. Sometimes we gotta slow it down. Everything that's going up eventually is going down. Embrace it all, ain't no secrets. To me, finding joy in the darkness, that's what peace is. So we can run or just acknowledge the storm. I don't trip, cause this will pass, keeping calm in the storm. Knowing on the other side, the sun rays bring a blessing. So hold on to your faith and please protect it.
I clear my mind and I protect my peace. See, the more I climb, I still protect my peace. And the more you seek, you must protect your peace. Cause the more you'll find, so protect your peace. I clear my mind and I protect my peace. See, the more I climb, I still protect my peace. And the more you seek, you must protect your peace. Cause the more you'll find, so protect your peace.
Hey, what up, y'all? It's that time of the year. Everybody's talking about forming new and healthier habits. Change your habits, change your life, right? Listen, I love it. I'm sure you started some new habits this year. I know I did. But the question is, how are you tracking those habits? Have you ever wondered, like, which habits matter most? Which habits are you tracking daily, weekly, monthly? A lot of people know they need to improve their habits, but let's be real. They don't know where to start. That's why I think you'll love Growth Day.
the world's number one, I didn't say two, three, four, number one self-improvement system. Growth Day, what it does is it helps you track proven habits that lead to long-term success, not that short stuff, long-term, lasting change, well-being, and positive relationships. And check this out. You can get a free trial right now at growthday.com. What you measure, you can change. The reason people love Growth Day is that you can score your habits every day, week, month. And when you do, you get targeted classes to improve those habits. When you sign up today, you also get Growth Day's mindset journal, wellness challenges, and in-depth personal development courses from the industry's biggest names. And don't forget, I teach live every single month in Growth Day too. You got that right. Yes, every single month I teach a new personal growth topic to help you advance your life. Download Growth Day from the App Store on your phone or start your free trial right now at growthday.com. Let's get it. Hey, you, I got a question for you. Are you trying to build your community online this year? If not, you should. Without the rehabbers across the world, there would be no trend show in the rehab time. Everyone in business is talking about the power of community, because when you get community right, not only does your audience grow faster, but so does your sales. But where is everyone managing their communities these days? A lot of online entrepreneurs and thought leaders are turning to Circle.so. Circle is an all-in-one community platform. It lets you host content, create discussions, live streams, group chats, memberships, all under your own brand. And what's cool about Circle.so is that you don't even need a website or a Facebook group. Instead, Circle lets you build your own community site where you can host content and manage your members. You can even create locked or unlocked content spaces, groups, and classes. You can put your content behind a paywall too, and you can charge different amounts of money for different spaces on your community site. Circle.so is famously easy to use, and it has its 14-day trial free just for you. Go to circle.so. Imagine being able to manage your community, start chat groups and live classes, accept payments, all in one place. If this is the year to capture, organize, and monetize your community, head over to circle.so. You can get a free trial and start building your online community right now. Just go to circle.so. Let's get it.